a world.
Who is this?
Hello, GovNuts.
What's going on, man?
Did y'all miss us?
You know they missed us. They can't get enough.
Hey, guess what? It's like that sometimes. We got to give you a little breather, man.
Make you remember why you love us so much.
Yeah, make you remember why you miss us. We back, everybody.
And we're back.
And we back.
This a little bit wiser, a little bit smarter.
Hey, man. That's how you got to do it, really. To everybody out there, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're surviving and thriving.
That's right.
A lot of people, a lot of ups, a lot of downs since we've been gone.
A lot of changes in the world going down.
A lot of changes in the world, man.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, bro?
I'm enjoying it. It's been a gorgeous couple of days. It was a gorgeous couple of days. It's just now starting to go, oh yeah, you don't forget, you do live in Seattle. It's going to rain. And I'm like, oh yeah, the rain.
Yeah, you remember us, right? Raindrops?
Yeah. What's the weather been like for you, bro?
I've been bi-coastal a little bit, and it's Pause. Been nice. I'm bi-coastal.
Pause.
Back and forth, you know. It's been raining in Southern California.
Yeah, it has.
A lot. And when it rains in Southern California, it is like raining fire for those people.
People lose their minds.
There was a little bit of flooding in SoCal. Which is going to happen. It floods.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it doesn't rain like that and then you get 2 days worth of rain, it's going to happen. Mud. Hills.
Most of California is a desert. People don't realize
that. It's not built for it. Nope. I mean, California is really not built to be lived in. It's not.
No. Artificially terraformed.
Yeah. Man loves it. Oh, look at this hill, this mountain, this peak. That's like you're on a fault.
Mm-hmm.
You get these Santa Anas that blow through here that will burn the entire place down.
In a second.
Mudslides. Mudslides.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was this dude, they were interviewing him. He was standing at the gas station, and he was like, he literally said, I freaking hate the rain, man.
My God.
How can you hate the rain? I've never heard anybody say anything like that. I could see if you were in a snowstorm, right, and then you get on the you know, I-75 back up 95 cars, right?
Yep.
I always talk about that. Like, how the F do you get out of that? You're in a snowstorm.
You don't.
You white it out, and then all of a sudden, you done slammed into the back of a semi, and then 40 other cars come and
your
slam.
Way. Happens all the time.
When are you getting to a warm seat?
You might not.
When are you going to sit down at a diner and go, oh, ma'am, yes, cup of coffee, please.
Right? That happens up in like Wyoming and Nebraska, like on the I-80 all the time.
I'm like, you're going to be there for a long time. I mean, the first car that comes there, they got to get the dead people or the really hurt people.
My youngest and I, we were surfing a storm back to California. We'd gone out to Colorado for Thanksgiving, spend with my folks. And
so
Cameron and I were in a rental
home?
Car.
You snow skied home?
We ice skated home. We were going to go across the pass, in Colorado, but the Eisenhower Pass was closed. So we went up to Wyoming and we like literally beat the road being closed by a few seconds. Like actually they closed in front of us. We took the exit and they hadn't closed the on-ramp on yet. So we just said, okay, we got on the on-ramp. Anyway, it's the middle of the night. We're cruising. I grew up on snow and ice, so I'm a little cavalier in those conditions. And we're cruising, nothing in sight. And I like squint my eyes and I'm like, that looks like reflectors in the middle of the road. And it was a semi all the way across sideways.
Jackknife.
Across the entire.
Oh, it was just waiting on you to T-bone it.
Yeah. And I'm like, I pumped the brakes we're not stopping. And so I start easing over. And I like flicked around the outside on the shoulder.
Shut your mouth.
The problem was that there was a pack of like 10, 15 cars behind me. And I'm like, I thought to myself, I'm like, I'm like, what are we going to do? How are we going to help? We can't help these people. So we just kept going.
So you were one of those.
I was like, you know, how far away do I stop? How far is this thing going to get crushed?
We should stop. We can't.
We must move on.
We must go.
I was like,
we don't have enough water for those people.
Got to protect the bullied.
We don't have enough rations.
There's not enough food to go around.
Wow. Yeah, that's, he said it like that. So, I mean, to answer your question, I can't complain about no weather. I haven't seen any snow.
I mean, the rain is life, man. That's the thing that people forget. Like, rain is literally life. You don't live without water.
When you're in Florida, it's a part of the, people here don't even have umbrellas.
No, same with Seattle.
They just walk out. They're just like, I'm going to get wet. Yeah, I'm walking to the dealership.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do.
Although our rain is a little different than your rain.
I like your rain, though.
I love our rain. Our rain is just, for the most part, it's going to start and it's going to just continue till about next week.
It's just going to drizzle. Just be prepared to be wet. Put on your galoshes.
Yeah.
Get stylish with it.
Get your fishing boots and a Gore-Tex jacket. You cool.
Get warm. You straight. That's the thing about there in Colorado. I've seen that twice today. You do this a lot too. I'll catch you. Excuse me. I had some bone broth. It's delicious.
Delicious.
Bone broth and a coffee cup. Ugh. Yum. Coloradans and people in the Northwest, you'll be wearing a jacket in the house.
Yeah,
what the hell is that all about? I'm just like, I don't wear coats in the house. Even in Chicago, Michigan, people take their coat off. You guys will have on a full Patagucci in the crib, take a call with a coat on.
Yeah, also got the air set to about 65 too, though.
But yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, you're wearing a coat. So I'm like, if I'm in snowy Michigan,
right,
or cold Chicago, the coat is for outside. So when I come in, I take my coat off.
That's an interesting concept.
You guys are wearing coats on the inside.
You bring up a really funny point because let's talk about that. 69 degrees is 69 degrees, right? It's the same where you are, when you are.
69 heat is different from 69 pushing cool air. It is. I'll sweat my balls off in 69 heat.
See, this is part of what I'm saying, though.
Okay, go ahead.
The thermometer doesn't know the difference, right?
But, so you're not putting any heat on, are you?
Oh, yeah. This is what I'm saying. Like, I remember being a kid and my grandmother who lived in South Florida forever and ever, she would come to Colorado for like Christmas every once in a blue moon.
And would be hot as hell in that heat.
She loved the cold. She always had the AC cranked, but she would come to Colorado from Florida and dad had set up a special heater for her and she would be in the living room and she'd have like every blanket, a jacket and a beanie on. But I think it felt like it was about 80 degrees in that room, but because it was cold outside, she was just like, oh, it's so cold. But I would walk in there and I feel like
she couldn't like warm up.
The paint was peeling off the walls. Whereas you'd fly down and she'd pick you up at the airport when you were a kid. And she had a station wagon. The AC was on
freezing
low, and my ears were turning blue. I thought I was going to have hypothermia in the car. And she's in there in a t-shirt and shorts, like, it's so hot.
That is Florida. I've had a few friends turn the air all the way up. Like, I was freezing them cold.
Right.
Yeah.
And but my thing is, 69 is 69, bro.
Yeah. It's just interesting to see, but I don't see that in the Midwest or New York. I see it for mountain people.
I think it's because, one, you can't take off. You know, you can always put extra clothes on. The mindset I think that's common here is that growing up in Colorado, growing up in Minnesota, living in the PNW, if you're going out into the mountains, the forest, the trails, you're thinking differently than you are when you're getting in the car to go to the to get a Big Mac. You're like, okay, what if I run out of gas? What if I'm in an accident? What if there's a blizzard? What if, you know? And so my dad always raised me like, you always
stay
got
ready.
Some blankets in the back. You got a tool set. You got, maybe you got a couple of Snicker bars swirled away because shit goes sideways. And so I think that's just the thing, is it's like, I've got options. I've got layers. I'm ready for whatever, whether it's hot or cold.
You guys kind of stay dressed for the apocalypse.
I think that might be part
I was
of
on
it.
A call with a woman this morning, and she was, it was early morning, like maybe drinking her coffee. And I don't know. I'm like, maybe you came in and took this call.
Yeah.
But I was able to see her full coat.
Yeah.
Sitting at the desk.
And where was she?
Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah, right? And I'm like, and it's stylish. It looks good.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with it. But I was just like, you're wearing a coat in your home.
It's funny because I didn't think about it until just a second. I did have a padded Gucci quilted jacket on until I turned on the camera. And then I realized it had a certain logo on it. And I was like, I'm not representing that place.
You sent me a video of your dog licking your head.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you had on a jacket.
I like
sitting
to be
on
cozy.
The couch.
Yeah.
And I was just like, don't have a problem. It's just an observation.
Right.
It's like,
But I'll also go out in a snowstorm in shorts too.
Internesting.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's no rules.
Yeah, no, especially for mountain people.
No, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You mountaineers. So I wanted to talk about a topic.
Let's go.
What does it mean in corporate America when they say, this is a business decision?
It means they're talking some bullshit.
I'm just like, what? So many things have changed. Like, it really has. We've gone downhill. I hate to beat a dead horse, but that COVID simulation that they took us through, I don't think we're going to recover from it, because I think professionalism... And that's it. I mean, this is how we beget the show. But two things. You know, you and I are in the leadership development world.
That's
really
correct.
Like the psychology of humans in the workplace. That's the easiest way to say when people are like, what is leadership development? It's work psychology.
Yeah.
How do you get a bunch of people to lift a bunch of shit and do a bunch of crazy different things, keep their morale, right? Motivate others to figure out how to do said work, so it's less trouble on each other and people aren't bitching as much. Like, that's what leadership development is. That is what I think corporate psychology is, keeping people out of the dumps, being human.
That's right? What it should
having,
be.
Having empathy. There's no more empathy.
There's no more empathy at all.
There's
do
no
this,
more.
Do it now and don't bitch about it.
Don't bitch about it. And if you don't do what I say,
somebody else will.
Then I'm going to find out a way to create a business decision that gets rid of your ass. Straight up.
I have noticed that too well.
I mean, I don't know. Your thoughts?
I completely agree with you. I have noticed that the people that are being put in positions of authority, positions of decision-making, positions of structure, they are less about being your buddy. they're less about building a team and a framework, and they are more about being, I don't want to say a puppet, but it feels like they're being a puppet. They're being the person that is willing to say the stone cold decisions that are trickling down from above, right? Like, we are going to do this, and not say like,
I don't know if we should do that.
Right. No, those people are on the way out.
They're gone.
Those are a dying breed. And they're bringing in the people that are like, hey, are you going to do what I told you? Yes. Yes, sir. I promise.
And I'm going to live a shitty life doing it.
The worst.
I'm going to become a horrible person. Yeah. I'm going to build up some horrible habits.
I'm going to forget
who the hell I am.
Yep.
Straight up. Because what I see.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
It kind of reminds me of a really good friend of mine was a police officer. He's retired now. And
he went on the dark side. He became a dirty cop. No. Yeah. Cobra.
And I always talked, he was a cool dude. And he always was like, he was a motorcycle cop, which are traditionally the biggest assholes in the world. But he was like kind of a straight shooter. And I'm like, hey, how do you maintain, how do you stay a good guy at home? And he's like, the hardest part of the job by and far is that I am trained, conditioned, and implemented to find the wrong in everything.
In everything.
Right? You're doing this wrong. You're going too fast. You're breaking the law.
That's funny. That was my dad.
Right? And they are conditioned. And he said, the hardest part of this job is figuring out how to have an off switch for that so that you don't go home and do that to your wife, to your kids, to your family, to your friends. Mm-hmm. And he's like, some people can do it, but it's a rare person that can do that. Most can't do it.
Mm. That's interesting. I'm not like that. I think I'm more of, I guess it's kind of the same. It's just done differently. It's not so much. I think I'm more of a fixer or a polisher.
Way different. Like, completely different.
Let's polish that up a little bit.
How can I enhance this? How can I tweak this?
Let's knock the rough edges off of that.
Right.
Not like you're doing that wrong.
I could turn this in how it is, but we could go a little bit extra.
Yeah. Let's sweeten the pot a little bit.
They're completely different.
Yeah. So, I'll get to the, you know, the whole business decision. But what I've seen is that I don't care what company you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Since the panty.
Yeah. Simulation.
Pandemic. The panty. That's my new term for it. Since the panty. Hey, bro. Since the panty, nobody gives a shit about training anymore. Like, they don't.
Nope.
Because I think what happened is that prior to training looked a certain way. It was like everyone to Princeton, you know, go to Princeton for 2 weeks and we're going to train and we're going to do. And so then when you go without it, right? Think about it. Getting a pizza used to be different. I'm going to go so far as to say getting Indian food.
Okay.
Indian food was not delivery.
No.
It was not. Indian curry, goat, Rogan Josh, all of this stuff. It was not.
It was not designed to travel.
It was not travel. An Indian meal was you went there, you went to the buffet, you sat there, you know, you figured out what drinks that they had that you really liked, but you know what? That butter chicken is fire.
Ooh, I want some of that.
They're just bringing naan and stuff out.
I'm so hungry now.
Bro, I haven't been to an Indian restaurant in maybe 5-6 years because of that.
Yeah.
But will we eat Indian? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So it's that philosophy for me. So now people are okay with shitty trainings. or for that reason, no training at all.
Yeah.
Nope. You know what? I want people who know how to sell refrigerators. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it. We're selling refrigerators, but I want people who know how to sell them. But I'm bringing them over. They're actually going to sell them at Kohler. We got a brand new Kohler store.
Mm-hmm.
And just go freaking hire people who've sold refrigerators before.
Okay.
But don't train them the Kohler way when they get here.
Why not?
Don't train. Huh?
Why not?
Because we don't need it. If they know how to sell a freaking refrigerator,
mm-hmm.
then they should do that. And damn it, if they don't, then off with their heads.
Put them on a pip.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happens when tariffs and shit go up, or there's something bad that happens, or another pandemic happens?
Yeah.
And these people, their morale gets low. What happens to them then? And I'm using that as an example, but you can't run businesses like that.
No.
You got to bring, and for all my leaders out there, this is what you got to do. You got to bring people in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll use an even better analogy. Hey, yeah, guess what? You used to play for the Browns. Now you just got traded to the Broncos. Yeah, awesome. You're going to have to practice the way we practice here in Denver.
Yeah. That's the thing that's missing is people are being trained on technical scenarios, right? They're being trained on, product information, but they're not being trained on culture. They're not being trained on the aspect of what makes it where you are, what you are. And so that's being
lost. Who's the captain of the locker room, right? What do you guys do for birthdays there?
Right.
How do you celebrate wins and losses? You know, is there no practice after a win? What's the culture?
Right.
And so I think that's really it, is that we've lost culture.
Completely. And it doesn't seem to be anywhere near coming back.
No, it's not coming back. It's just like, just come in here and do what you're told. And we don't need to have, you know, holistic leadership in here, or, tribal knowledge. One of the best things that you can ever do is go to a organization that is high on tribal knowledge.
Right.
And when I say tribal knowledge, what I mean is allowing somebody with some wear and tear on the tires to give feedback.
Exactly.
Guess what? I understand you're doing that, but when you get out there and you get to selling that shit, this is what you guys want to think about. And you're like, damn, Roy, that's pretty good. That's Preach. Pretty good, man.
Preach, Roy. Preach.
Preach, Roy. But these panty leaders, P-A-N-N-Y, not panty, panty, as in pandemic, these panty leaders, they just want, you know, it's military. Just go do what we told you.
Yeah. Don't question me.
I don't, you know, I think it's a bunch of landmines over there. You sure we want people going over there?
Yeah. And you're spot on, right?
Yeah. I think I started seeing it in the training world just because you don't win if you don't practice.
No. And it's everywhere, right? We just saw, you know, without getting too political, we just saw what the senator from Arizona that basically was like, hey, and this is coming from somebody who's in the military, right? Just a reminder, if you're a new listener, I was an aviation meteorologist in the Navy. And so I know a thing or two about a thing or two, because I've seen a thing or two anyway. And the senator reminded people, I think he's a senator, reminded people like, hey, if you're given an illegal order, you don't have to follow that, right? Mm-hmm. If you're doing something that's going to put yourself or your shipmate or your fellow
in danger,
mm-hmm. you know, it's okay to question that.
Yeah.
Right. And the response was, hey, fire that guy, demote that guy. That guy needs to go to jail. That guy needs to be in trouble. How dare he tell people? And it's like, that's a rule that you are, you know, you're not allowed to be told to do something illegal. You don't have to follow an illegal order. You have to prove that it's illegal.
Right.
But at the same time, and so that's the mentality that is coming down into corporations and, you know, and is you don't get to say no. I don't care if it goes against your moral code or our code of conduct. I told you to do this. You better do it. You don't get to question that. And that's where we're at now is it's like this, what makes us people, what makes us individuals is really being diluted down to nothing into just people that are willing to just flip a switch or push a button no matter what. And now with all of this, you know, fear of AI and other scenarios, it's what choices do people really have?
They don't. They have to grin and bear it. You have to eat a shit sandwich. And that's where it becomes a business decision.
That's
prior to, it was a real deal called retaliation.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, it was real. Like, you could say something and then you had a group of people that protected you from being retaliated against. That's not here anymore.
No.
And so the retaliation equals, you know, the title of this episode, it's a business decision.
It's a business decision.
It's a business decision.
It's benefiting the business, not necessarily the people.
It's benefiting the business. And so what a business decision is now, folks, is prior to, well, we're in a very litigious phase as well. People are professional suers, right? Mm-hmm. So they're... And that's a double entendre. People that like to sue are actually professional sewers, like the sewer where shit and pee rolls down, right?
Yep.
But there are people who will sue you professionally. They'll just 100%. Go, oh, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you.
They might and take a job just with the intention of getting a settlement.
There's this crazy dude on the internet. His name's Charleston White. And he's like, I done sued everybody. I go in there, I let people start talking nasty, then I sue them for sexual discrimination. He's suing, like, he'll get like $30,000. He's like sued all of these jobs. Yep. OSHA.
Whistleblower. He'll become a whistleblower, and then when they get rat at him, then they'll go call OSHA. This guy's an unsafe workplace.
OSHA, meatpacking plants, that he just goes around. So and that's for small money. It's big money that people will do this.
Big money.
But I'm saying, now we're at the place where if you're doing your job, if you are staying within due bounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you are not towing the line in terms of go down there and kick those people in the kick. You just go kick everybody in the rump.
That's
right. You're like, no, I'm not kicking them in the rump.
Bye.
Bye. So wake up. You know, this is more of a warning to people.
It's what's coming down the pike.
Where you at? Like, you have to look at your life and you have to be like, okay, is this enough? Is this worth me standing up? There are some things that are worth standing up for. That's for you to decide.
Yep.
But I will tell you, there is no toleration anymore because of this world that we're in now, that people want people who are going to follow their call, whether it's right or wrong.
Yep.
And it might mean that the company might be for you, but the role might not be. Right? There's a lot of, I know a lot of people that's been individual contributors for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
How many reps you know that's been reps for as long as we've been out here?
A grip have been
reps. It's not a bad life.
No, it's not.
So consider it, like, weigh it all out. Don't just drive yourself insane. Maybe you go down to an individual contributor role.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I know. I feel you.
You know, but some in that that, you know, I'm going to say that middle management, which is like, you know, that district manager to the director over the district managers.
Yeah,
that can be a tough little area, because
when you're a manager that reports to a manager, and all you do is manage.
And then you're going to have some people that want to look, you and I have seen this, some people that want to look three levels down and be like, I don't like that person.
Right.
Right. And you're like, that person is not bothering you and they're doing
fine. In any way, shape, or form.
Any way, shape, or form. But now you're telling me you don't like this person three floors down. You don't even see this person.
Exactly.
They're not, you know, their performance is stable. And then that's where it starts. So now they're going to ride you. And I think some people are, they play games. They're just like, I want to see if this person, look, there's tons of people who can make the call at the right time.
Right.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Like there's tons of people who can make the call to say, I got to get this person off my team.
Right.
But it's completely different if somebody comes to you and tells you, hey, man, get rid of this. Get rid of this look. And you're like,
why? What did he do?
Why? Look. And so now you're in this place like you don't want to seem like you don't know
right
how to manage this situation, but you clearly disagree with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know what ends up happening to you down the road?
What's that?
You're out.
Bye-bye.
It's a business. And then you're like, why? It's a business decision. And so the new way to get people out is to say it's a business decision and it's a riff, right?
Yeah.
It's a riff. But it's not like, see, where I came from, there were real riffs. When I was a wee lad as a rep, I was in riffs where like 50 people got laid off.
Oh, 50, 100, 150s. Yeah.
That's a business decision.
Right. That's really.
Closing four, you know, 40 Wendy's.
Right.
Which they're actually doing. That's a business decision.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a mouthy husky right here. Sorry.
I hear it. I'm like,
oh, hey, can you hear her?
Yeah. I'm like, okay. All right. Yeah. Is that Imogene?
This is Imogene.
Imogene,
yep. She's Imogene. Amazing mouth. She's trying to sing to us.
Oh, okay. I was like, is that me?
I don't know if you can hear.
Are the aliens talking to me? It was like,
woo.
Yeah. So.
Here's a question for you, though.
Yeah.
How long before they make an AI a manager?
That's scary, bro. I'm sure there are versions of that right now at Amazon.
Right?
You know, I'm sure it is. That's when you're murdered, right? That's when it's like, I always go back to RoboCop. Remember, it was like, put down your weapon. It's like, I don't have a gun. Put down your weapon.
Get her alive. You're coming with me.
it might, for certain roles, I'm sure it'll end up being like that.
Right. It's just something going through a logic tree of,
yeah,
we're going to do this to increase this by this percent and people are going to need these changes.
So you know what? It actually is happening. And I think it's happening across the board. So I got a few buddies that work for Amazon and FedEx who drive the trucks.
Sure.
And so they're basically managed by AI. It's like, okay, yeah, you got 130 packages.
Right.
And then these guys are basically, it's not a bad job because you're getting a good workout.
Yeah.
You're getting a good workout and your day is set. You're like, okay, I got 150 packages.
Yeah.
I'm done when this shit is done. And then that skews my numbers in a positive way.
I would start doing that today if I could.
Bro, so they're like, they're getting down, running, hauling ass,
mm-hmm.
You know, rubbing the husky, getting back in the car. They're hauling ass.
Yep.
And I got a couple buddies that are like done, like showing it, like done for the day, 2:30, got everything. Hold, like show the truck full, show the truck empty. So that's what I'm saying for people. I talked to somebody called me today, like, what am I doing with my life? Should I be here?
Oh, I'm like, boy.
You wanted it. You asked for it.
Right.
Right. So you like the money? Like, okay.
And then what the do it?
Yeah. But I want to put a pin in that. Like, be careful out here, because you would think that you are Teflon, and a lot of people think that they're Teflon. It's not. I remember when black women that had been at the organization for a certain amount of years were Teflon. Nope.
That'll get in your head after a while.
You're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then they'll figure out a way to lay you off. Now they don't care. They'd rather give you a severance, cut you some loot, okay, and be like, yeah, it was a business decision.
That's right.
And people are like, well, you and I were talking about this earlier today. Like, well, that person, they didn't get fired.
Were they fired or were they laid off? That's a muddy question.
You ain't working here no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You are not working here no more, and we'll give you a couple months. But essentially, we're saying we tired of your ass.
Bye-bye.
Right. A layoff is when it's like you, oh, who else? And oh, no, and them, and they got cut, and this.
You're right.
And they can veil it that way, too. They can be like, who getting on our damn nerves?
You throw in this riff.
How many getting on your nerves? Okay, I got 4 getting on my nerves. Your ass is out of here.
Might even have to get rid of a couple of people who would like just to justify it.
Just to justify it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So be careful out here.
Yep.
You know, people want you doing, make a decision on what you are going to stand your ground on. Because it ain't the same. And
nope.
And the more I see it, it's funny, just because I think there are so many people that are just like, well, going to get my check and this and that. And I'm just saying, this world is changing around you.
Yes, it is.
A lot of people are in their bubble, and the climb and the desire for leadership is still there. People still want it. Be careful.
Careful what you wish for.
Be careful about being that leader, because somebody might ask you, man, I was talking to somebody. They told me they were in a meeting like into the wee hours of the night.
Yeah. Making business decisions.
For what?
Mm-hmm.
Into the wee hours of the evening?
Yeah.
With people that are out of town? Bro, come back in the morning. Okay, guys, let's get some dinner.
Right.
And then
we're being effective here? Are we really?
Oh, we're rolling up our sleeves and we're getting to it. What?
Why?
Who wants to be doing... Who wants to text their kids or go, hey, good night, Abby. Yeah, no, mommy, dad, I'm still at the office, babe. What? I'm still here.
Are you there with Teresa?
No, just kidding. We're still going. I told you that was done. We're not a thing anymore. In what world does that make sense?
None I want to live in.
Bro, I heard that today. Like, what?
Why? Who's going to better because of this?
You stayed in an office when you saw the late night cleaning crew come in. I've never seen that.
That's a problem. The only thing that stands to benefit from that is the stock price. And that's the only thing that matters anymore.
That's it. My boy calls it the holders.
Yep.
The holders. Well, I do have a... I do have something fun.
You better.
You're an Apple TV guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched Monarch?
I haven't even heard of that.
Bro.
It's good?
It's the whole Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. With Kurt Russell.
Bro, you got to watch that.
I got to watch it, huh?
That is a great show.
I was reading about it. Something about CRISPR. Does the science actually kind of stands up a little bit?
The science is real.
Yeah.
So you've got Godzilla, King Kong. You've got all of that stuff.
Okay.
Then you got the military trying to be like, are they trying to kill us and we need to kill them? And
or is this a weapon we need to control?
We got scientists in the middle trying to figure it out.
Yep.
There's love, there's lust, there's betrayal. And then it gets into a little bit of, I don't even want to say, a little bit of sci-fi involved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get the sci-fi in the mix.
That's cool.
Monarch.
I'll watch that.
You
have
better.
You watched any of that? I think it's a prequel, Game of Thrones prequel, Knights of the Seventh something.
Yeah. You know what? It was so silly at the beginning of it that it pissed me off. But I like to binge. So I took a step back. I was like, okay, I can't watch this every Tuesday or Wednesday whenever it comes out. I gotta get like two or three under my belt. So I'm gonna go back.
I just watched, same thing. I was like, nope. And then I'm like, oh, there's like seven episodes of this. Okay.
Yeah.
And I just played them all.
The first one, he's all goofy and eating and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this a rom-com?
It was cozy. It was funny because I Googled, is this any good? And Reddit basically said, it's cozy. And I'm like,
I don't, but Game of Thrones ain't cozy.
It was good. I liked it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This sounds like Lord of the Rings a little bit.
It was nothing like amazing. And there was, and it definitely wasn't like, I don't even think there was a sink. I don't think there were any bonus
murders
boobs or anything. Oh, there was some murder.
They showed
stuff.
Like his ass, which I was mad about. You know,
yeah.
Let's see your ass.
Yeah.
It
wasn't like Spartacus back in the day.
I mean, but you got to understand, we come from a world where people killed everybody at the Red Wedding.
That's right.
You know
the
what
main
I'm saying?
Character dies episode two.
Come on, bang!
Like what guys, just happened to
guys? First episode, guys banging his sister.
Right.
Whoa. And then the
brother falls out
hot.
The window.
Yeah, it doesn't help that she was blazing hot. You know what I'm saying?
Blazing.
She should have been ugly. And then you'd be like, right. Yuck, man.
Oh, wait, she's hot. I don't know how to feel about that.
back then, sisters and brothers weren't really the same.
Yeah. I hear you, bro.
Well, listen.
I got one last thing, real quick. This or that. This or that corporate style. This or that corporate style. If you, hypothetically, they make the same, this is a stupid question. Hypothetically, you're making the same cash. Would you rather be a rep getting your bonus or a manager making the same amount but having to like slice and dice?
Wow. I just made this analogy today.
Shut up.
To this straight up and down. Because this person was considering like, well, I know some reps that are making what I'm making.
Right.
And I said to myself, yeah, but you done been up here.
Right.
And once you up here.
It's different.
It's different because imagine being under an asshat.
Right.
You'll lose your mind.
So you would be the manager.
I would be the I'd rather, for the same money, I'd rather be the manager.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a higher probability that somebody's got some sense up top. Okay. I can find one person and be like, you see what I'm saying. This guy's
right. Right. I can relate to somebody.
Little misery loves company. Mm. But if you under a Yakov Smirnoff, they can make your life a living hell.
Even with you were the best of the best.
If you the best of the best, because you're gonna spend all your days Monday morning quarterbacking your leader.
Oh yeah. Right. Some guy comes in and it's like, you're top of the game. You've been killing quota. You're 120% to plan, but now you got to log all of this stuff in Salesforce.
Yeah. And you're going to be like,
what?
And even for that, like I'm a farmer rep.
Right.
By trade. So I grew up like you're supposed to do that.
You're already having to do that.
Stop at a Starbucks, put your calls in, talk to a friend, get a drink.
Right.
Go get a drink and put your calls in at the bar. Do whatever you're going to do. Get it done.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? The job is too good to F it up.
That's right.
But being under a Yakov psychopath for the same loop, I'd rather stay by the fire. And then here's my last point to what you're saying. This goes back to it. Sometimes you're just going to have to make a call. Hey, man. Hey, bro. I love you. I love your wife. I love your kids.
But
Lundberg is on you.
You didn't fill out that TPS report.
You so ain't fill out that TPS report.
We don't have to let you go, bro.
let's start looking because I think they're on your ass. Okay.
We're going to have you come in on Saturday. Yeah.
Between me and you, this ain't working. And I will write letters of recommendation for you. Sometimes you just going to have to cut the shit. And you can't stand guard for these people.
Nope.
It's them or you. Mm-hmm. So knowing the whole, knowing the foe. And you just might have to be like, look, between me and you, I'll never say this. You heard this. It's time, bro.
Yep.
It ain't gonna work.
Mm-mm.
You know, you out of Portland.
We a different world out here, Kat.
It's a different world, man. Make a move. So let that be the lesson, folks. It's wild out here. It's business decisions being made. And if you're in that role, you might have to make a business decision if you want to stay.
Well said,
and
man.
It's ways to get your ass out of here easily and effectively without you being able to sue people.
Yep.
They got it down.
Oh, they got it down.
They got it down.
Don't ask me how I know.
They got it down.
They got it down, bro.
As always, I appreciate you, my brother.
Appreciate you, my guy. Peace.
Peace.